The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Hi, how are you on this 9/11/2019? Never forget, never forget. You'll have to excuse me, I'm very, very hungry, so this is unprofessional, I know. But I'm very hungry. Let's listen in on this live House Dem leaders as they hold some sort of a press conference here. Let's see what garbage this is all about. I'm sure it's nothing. Let's see.
I'm sorry. Will not take up opportunity in the context of what we needed to win our majority. It was a necessary hold for them. And it was a district that Donald Trump won by 12 points in 2016. And so we overperformed by 10. And if you actually look at the 2018 midterm election, overperforming by 10 was basically the cutoff line as it relates to the races that we were successful in.
Shouldn't you be talking about 9/11 here? Do you care?
To the extent that you can use any special election, which is always unique, to determine or forecast what's going to happen in the next cycle. But I think the results speak for themselves. They needed to win it. They squeaked by. And I don't think any Republican in the House who's concerned about his or her electoral prospects can feel better about the situation. Last observation, there are 25 current House incumbents in districts.
All right, shut up. Shut up. I don't need to listen to this garbage. They never stop. They never stop. They just keep the pressure on. They're relentless. You know, they're really relentless. This is a day of remembrance. And what do? They talk about, oh, you guys barely won this special election, blah, blah, blah. They're so annoying. I hate to use the word hate, but I really, you know, you're not supposed to hate, but I really hate them. I hate them with a passion. I really do. So, we're going to talk about 9/11. We're going to talk about the history of 9/11 for some of you millennials, which I don't know how no one, I don't know how, if you live in America, you don't know the history of September 9/11, but that is what I am going to talk about. And if I feel like it after, I'll do some news. How do you like that? How do you like them apples? So that's what we're going to do. Excuse me. So, on September 11th, 2001, 19 militants associated with the Islamic extremist group Al-Qaeda hijacked 4 airplanes and carried out suicide attacks against targets in the United States. 2 of the planes were flown into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. A 3rd plane hit the Pentagon just outside Washington, D.C., and the 4th plane crashed in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Now, that plane crashed because some brave people on that plane, I believe they prevented that. So that's why it crashed. Almost 3,000 people were killed during the 9/11 terrorist attacks, which triggered major U.S. initiatives to combat terrorism and defined the presidency of George W. Bush, which it did. The World Trade Center. On September 11, 2001, at 8:45 a.m., on a clear Tuesday morning, an American Airlines Boeing 767 loaded with 20,000 gallons of jet fuel crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York City. The impact left a gaping burning hole near the 80th floor of the 110-story skyscraper. Instantly killing hundreds of people and trapping hundreds more in the higher floors. As the evacuation of the tower and its twin got underway, television cameras broadcasted live images of what initially appeared to be a freak accident. Then, 18 minutes after the first plane hit, a second Boeing 767 United Airlines Flight 175 appeared out of the sky, turned sharply towards the World Trade Center, and sliced into the South Tower near the 60th floor. The collision caused a massive explosion that showered burning debris over surrounding buildings and onto the streets below. It immediately became clear that America was under attack. The hijackers were Islamic terrorists from Saudi Arabia and several other Arab nations, reportedly financed by the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization of Saudi fugitive Osama bin Laden. They were allegedly acting in retaliation for America's support of Israel, its involvement in the Persian Gulf War, and its continued military presence in the Middle East. Some of the terrorists had lived in the United States for more than a year and taken flying lessons at American commercial flight schools. Others had slipped into the country in the months before September 11th and acted as the muscle in the operation. The 19 terrorists easily smuggled box cutters and knives to security at three East Coast airports and boarded four early morning flights bound for California, chosen because the planes were loaded with fuel for the long transitional journey. Soon after takeoff, the terrorists commandeered the four planes and took control, transforming ordinary passenger jets into guided missiles. Pentagon attack now. As many millions watched the events unfolding in New York, American Airlines Flight 77 circled over downtown Washington, D.C. before crashing into the west side of the Pentagon military headquarters at 9:45 a.m. Jet fuel from the Boeing 757 caused a devastating inferno that led to structural collapse of a proportional of the giant concrete building, which is the headquarters of the U.S. Department of Defense. All told, 125 military personnel and civilians were killed in the Pentagon, along with all 64 aboard the airliner. Twin Towers collapse. Less than 15 minutes after the terrorists struck the nerve center of the United States military, the horror in New York took a catastrophic turn when the South Tower of the World Trade Center collapsed in a massive cloud of dust and smoke. The structure steel of the skyscraper, built to withstand winds in excess, built to to withstand winds in excess of 200 miles per hour and a large conventional fire could not withstand the tremendous heat generated by the burning jet fuel. At 10:30 a.m., the north building of the Twin Towers collapsed. Only 6 people in the World Trade Center towers at that time survived the collapse. Almost 10,000 others were treated for injuries, many severe. Flight 93. Meanwhile, 4 California-bound planes, United Flight 93, was hijacked about 40 minutes after leaving Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey because the plane had been delayed in taking off. Passengers on board learned of the events in New York and Washington via cell phone and air phone calls to the ground. Knowing that the aircraft was not returning to the airport, as the hijackers claimed, a group of passengers and flight attendants planned an insurrection. One of the passengers, Thomas Burnett Jr., told his wife over the phone that, "I know we're all going to die. There's 3 of us who are going to do something about it. I love you, honey." Another passenger, Todd Beamer, was heard saying, "Are you guys ready? Let's roll over an open line." Sandy Bradshaw, a flight attendant, called her husband and explained that she had slipped into a gallery and was filling pitchers with boiling hot water. Her last words to him were, "Everyone's running to first class. I gotta go. Bye." The passengers fought the 4 hijackers and are suspected to have attacked the cockpit with a fire extinguisher. The plane then flipped over and sped towards the ground and upwards of 500 miles per hour, crashing in a roll field near Shanksville in western Pennsylvania at 10:10 a.m. All 44 aboard were killed. Its intended target is not known, but theories include the White House, the U.S. Capitol, and Camp David Presidential Retreat in Maryland, or one of several nuclear power plants along the eastern seaboard. How many people died on 9/11 attacks? A total of 2,996 people were killed in 9/11 attacks, including the 19 terrorist hijackers aboard. Well, they're not people, so why include them in there? Aboard the 4 airplanes. Citizens of 78 countries died in New York, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. At the World Trade Center, 2,763 died after the 2 planes slammed into the Twin Towers. That figure includes 343 firefighters. The paramedics, 23 New York City police officers, and 37 Port Authority police officers who were struggling to complete an evacuation of the buildings and save the office workers trapped on higher floors. At the Pentagon, 189 people were killed, including 64 on American Airlines Flight 77, the airliner that struck the building. On Flight 93, 44 people died when the plane crash landed in Pennsylvania. America's response. At 7 p.m., President George W. Bush, who was in Florida at the time of the attacks and had spent the day being shuttle around the country because of security concerns, returned to the White House. At 9 p.m., he delivered a televised address from the Oval Office declaring terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. These acts shattered steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. In a reference to the eventual U.S. military response, he declared, "We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them." Operation Enduring Freedom, the American-led international effort to oust the Taliban regime in Afghanistan and destroy Osama bin Laden's terrorist network based there, began on October 7. Within 2 months of U.S. forces and effectively removed the Taliban from operational power, but the war continued. A U.S. and coalition forces attempted to defeat the Taliban insurgency campaign based in neighboring Pakistan. Osama bin Laden, the mastermind behind September 11th attack, remained at large until May 2nd, 2011, when he was finally tracked down and killed by U.S. forces at a hideout in Abbottabad, Pakistan, in June 2011. President Barack Obama announced the beginning of a large-scale troop withdrawals from Afghanistan. Department of Homeland Security. In the wake of security fears raised by 9/11 and the mailing of letters containing anthrax that killed 2 and infected 17, the Homeland Security Act of 2002, created by the Department of Homeland Security, it was signed into law by George W. Bush on November 25th, 2002. Today, the Department of Homeland Security is a cabinet responsible for preventing terrorist attacks, border security, immigrations and customs, and disaster relief and prevention. The act was followed 2 days later by the formation of National Commission of Terrorist Attacks upon the United States. The bipartisan 9/11 Commission, the bipartisan 9/11 Commission, as it came to be known, was charged with the investigating of the events that led up to September 11th. The 9/11 Commission report was released on July 22, 2004. It named Khalid Sakai Mohammed the accused mastermind behind 9/11, the principal architect of 9/11. Mohammed led propaganda operations for Al-Qaeda from 1999 to 2001. He was captured on March 1, 2003 by the Central Intelligence Agency and Pakistan's Inter-Service Intelligence and interrogated before being imprisoned in Guantanamo Bay detention camp with 4 other accused terrorists charged with 9/11 related war crimes. The use of torture, including waterboarding, during Khalid Sak, whatever the hell his name, and Mohammed interrogation has received international attention. In August 2019, a U.S. military court judge in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, set a trial date for Mohammed and the other 4 men charged plotting 9/11 terrorist attacks to begin on January 11, 2021. Why so far away? I mean, so far away. It's sickening. Economic impact. The 9/11 attacks had an immediate negative effect on the U.S. economy. Many Wall Street institutions, including the New York Stock Exchange, were evacuated during the attacks. On the first day of trading after the attacks, the market fell 7.1% or 684 points. New York City economy alone lost 143,000 jobs a month and 2.8 billion wages in the first 3 months. The heaviest losses were in the finance and air transportation, which accounted for 60% of the lost jobs. The estimated cost of the World Trade Center damage, $60 billion. The cost to clean the debris at Ground Zero, $750 million. So, and there's a lot of pictures. And I'm going to leave a link to this in the description so you can take a look at it. I'm going to quickly go through some news and end it, because this is a very sad day. Very sad day indeed. Let's see, what do we have in the news? Well, let's see. It's hard to be motivated to do the news on this day. It really and truly is. And these damn Democrats with their stupid live report. Instead of talking about 9/11, they're talking about, oh, the Republicans barely won that special election. These people, their priorities are so screwed up. It really is. And as far as I know, a win is a win is a win. Doesn't matter if you win by a whisker or whatever, you know? It really doesn't matter what you win by. So, what do you think? What do you think, guys? Well, okay, so they're showing winning, they're showing that the Republicans won there. Fake news fares 95% trouble by state of media. Antonio Brown accused of rape by former trainer. What? Didn't he just go to the Patriots? I think he did. He was on my team, the Steelers, which my friend Chris was happily announcing to me that they blew us out. Whatever, Chris, whatever. Let's see. Antonio Brown accused of rape in civil lawsuit. Antonio Brown has been accused of sexually assaulting his former trainer, according to the lawsuit filed on Tuesday. In the lawsuit, a copy of which was reviewed by ESPN, former trainer Brittany Taylor accuses the newly signed New England Patriot of sexually assaulting her on three separate occasions in 2017 and 2018. I hate being I hate being a skeptic when it comes to things like this, but if you were sexually assaulted in 2017, why would you continue being his trainer and then have it done again in 2018? Why didn't you just report it then? I hate to sound like that. You know what I'm saying? It's really crazy. It's you know, I hate to sound like this. I don't want to sound like this, but really, I mean, why would you stay there? It makes no sense to me. So I don't know if she's bitter, she's looking for money, or what. But let's move on to other stories. What else we got here? You're fired. Oh, you're fired. I'm not going to read about this. Basically, Bolton the Walrus has been let go. It's about time. What else? What else do we have going on here? It's really hard to stay motivated, honestly, to do the news because I'm just so angry and I want to just. I just want to explode. Google AI alert parents before infant awakes. This is creepy stuff, dude. It really is creepy stuff. I mean, seriously. Really and truly. Let's see. What else? What else? Yeah, I'm struggling to get to the news, honestly. Because it's so, still emotional. So I'm pretty much going to read headlines. If something grabs my attention, I'll read it. USA embracing World Cup basketball loss. Weekend J-Lo poised for major box office comeback. Oscar for Adam Sandler? For what? Oscar for what? What the hell movie? Yes, Adam Sandler might win an Oscar this year. Uncut Gems, jewelry drama from the safe, proved that Adam Sandler has much more left in him than recent movies like Murder Mystery. Oscar for The Sandman. I haven't even heard of that movie, The Sandman. The Sandman. Okay. Will Academy embrace the Joker? I hope they do. It really looks good. I am so there in the theater for that. I can't wait to see it. Rocket blast at embassy. Troubles. Newspapers turn to Congress for help against tech companies. Muslims festival sees children left covered in blood as devout uses knives to slice heads. See, this is what I'm talking about. You could ban all of the guns you want. A criminal is a criminal is a criminal. A criminal will find something to kill with. This is sick. This is sick. I'm looking at these images. It's really crazy. Look. Oh, man. What are they? The day commemorates the death of Hussein someone. I mean, it seems like they're purposely cutting the kids. This is sick stuff. This is sick stuff. I gotta tell you, Muslim, I could hear the backlash story, but the Muslim faith is a effed up faith. It's the best way I could put it. It really is. Every year, thousands of Shia worshippers take part of this in a ceremony performed to mourn the death of Hussein Ibn Ali, a grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. It's sick stuff, really and truly sick. The commemorations take place on Ashura, the 10th day of the first month of the Islamic calendar. F that. They mark the effed up death of this a-hole battle of Karbala fought between this idiot and another effed up idiot, Yazid, on October 10th, 680 AD, to determine who should succeed the prophet. Let's see, I mean, this is so sick. This is sick stuff. I mean, they purposely cutting themselves. One word, satanic. Satanic, effing crazy effers. I can't look at it anymore. This is they effed up. It's plain and simple. You can do this to your child. F you. I can't do any more of this. Let's see. Mass stabbing at. Okay, I am done.
Political corruption is of the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're A radical bomb, so come on people, let's go.